Welcome to MTB Cast. My name is Joe Polk. Today's Thursday, June 23rd, 2016. This is coverage for the Tour Divide 2016. And this is a true up of your day number 14 calls. And yeah, lots going on out there today. We could tell you Dave Schreiner is out. He has pulled the plug and we want to wish him well. And we want to get to your calls and get those trued up for you. How Russell called in this morning from Pietown. Then we heard from our race leader, Mike Hall, from the Beaverhead Work Center, and he provided a little trail magic to those coming behind him. Rob Delker called in. He was just outside Sparwood. He had taken a wrong turn out of Elkford, so he had a little adventure there. Dieter Pasorski called in from Lima, and Candace Deddens called in from Wise River.
Yeah, MTB, this is Al Russell. I pulled in here in Pinedale about midnight last night. My lighting system isn't working too good, so I hope to get that fixed this morning. I think it's around 4 something, 5 something. I'll overhaul that here in a little while and see if I can't get that fixed and get going. I had a great time. Yesterday I camped on, I woke up where I camped on, I think it's the Buffalo Fork River and below Talgety, and then I it's 26 degrees. Everything was frosty. It's pretty cool, right on the river. This man. Then I had kind of a tough day yesterday. A lot of climbing. It seemed like I rode almost all day, and all I did was climb, and only had 50 hours to show for it. But then I had done some good downhill and highway in here into Pinedale, and my lights are having trouble. Seems like I can't keep them charged or keep them running off the hub. Something's wrong with it, so I'm going to try to tune that up in a bit and head on to towards Atlantic City so that I can get that rigged up. They graded the roads coming down off of Union Pass, and another challenge. There's always another challenge out here. That's what's cool about the Tour Divide. It doesn't fall short on challenges. And so, but man, it's just pretty neat. Seen a lot of neat wildlife. Seen a few nice mule deer bucks yesterday. And there's always something, there's squirrels or something to entertain you. And some of these little things, a guy hooked up with me and rode along beside me for a little while coming out of, near the Marantin Junction or somewhere along Jackson, and needed full information. It's really cool. These little things he cuts that are called chisels, they look like ground squirrels or something. So, and you learn things. You only learn something every day. So I thought that now I'm watching the chisels. I think I got that right. I can't remember the name. But so it's pretty neat. And everybody be safe out there. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Mike Hall calling in from Beaverhead Work Center. I just got here after, I think, about a nine-hour ride. I set off at midnight from Pietown. Had a lovely ride in this morning. It was nice and cool. A bit of a chilly headwind. I was getting up to operating temperature now, so that's going to be a hot one this afternoon. I'm starting to think about when I might get finished. If I can get finished in the next 21 or so hours, then that would be my target. But we'll see. Lots to go before then. And nearly ballsed everything up coming out of Cuba. I should have really stayed there and set off early morning, but I wanted to get going, and I overrated a bit and ended up with a rough night on the road. But yesterday was pretty tough going into headwind on that horrible road into Pietown. But I made it to Pietown with just drawing the blind on the pie shop, so she agreed to give me 2 pies to go. So I managed to get pie in Pietown and ate that at Toaster House. Got a shower, got 4 hours sleep, and then set off. So in good shape. And just this next bit to do, and then and then done. I hope everyone's having a safe time out there. Cheers. This is Mike Hall again at Beaverhead. Just a note to say, if you get here and you want to visit everybody's favourite pop machine and you don't have any quarters, take a look under the rock to the left-hand side. I've left my spare change there, and I'd like to buy anyone a drink who gets here and is thirsty because it's hot. All right, it's all right.
Hey, MTB Cast. This is Rob Delker checking in. Kind of on day two here. Started yesterday. Yesterday was a pretty good day. Overcast, kind of cool, kind of breezy. Got rain on a couple of times. Ended up spending the night in Elkford. Wanted to be, but that's okay. Listening, my screaming. The only way I'm going to make it through this thing is to just do my health. So anyway, started out this morning with a nice climb out of Elkford and missed my turn. And I ended up going all the way down and down to where the roads washed out and had to climb back up. Then a single track Ford Mountain and fought with my GPS for a while trying to find the track. And so as far as and now I'm headed out. It's a nice day. It's warm, and overcast, and a nice breeze. So having a good time and just making the pedals turn. Hope you all are being safe. Have fun out there, everybody. That's why we're here. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks, MTB Cast.
Hello, it's Dieter speaking. Dieter Badutsky from Germany, Silver Rider. Well, my last message was from Holland Lake Lodge, because I have to make use of another phone. My one is not working, and even in but they couldn't manage to make it possible that I could make domestic calls. Anyway, now I'm in Lime, and I'm together with two other guys. We had lots of headwind today, well, lots of sun. I still feel good. From Holland Lake Lodge, I had to go over the Richmond Peak, which was a bit tough, and I had the clouds of rain and snow behind me, but fortunately at the top it cleared up, and so I could ride down the single trail by twilight. And at the bottom I met three other riders and we had a campfire together, so it was well done. Then I continued next day via Owendo, this nice historical town, very nice, friendly people over there, and so it goes on. So now I have almost a third, 900 miles of the whole trip. I'm still confident to finish Fargo down to Antelope Wells, and I'm obsessed by my mission to fulfill it. So say hello to all, and until next call. Bye.
Hey, it's Candace Deddens. I haven't been checking in much on this call-in, but I'm in Wise River. Had a bit of a fall today. Got a lot of road rash, but otherwise I'm doing fine. So I diverted around the Fleece Mountain and limped into town. But anyway, I'm doing fine, still going, planning on keeping going. Just checking in to see if there was any route changes. And I hope everyone else is doing great. I've seen some people scratch, so I'm sorry to see that. All right. To all the riders out there, keep on going, folks. It's a great year. Bye.
Yeah, we just want to get your calls from today trued up. This is a little bit later than I normally true up, but I wanted to get them out to you. If you're following on Track Leaders, surely you are, you can see that my call is already south of Silver City. So that means you want to keep an eye on Track Leaders tomorrow, because it's just a matter of time before he makes it down to Antelope Wells. Today is day number 14, but it's actually just 13 plus. So 13 plus starts the 14th day. So that's why our days are running different. I run the show on a, you might call a calendar day. So that's confusing you at all. That's why. So yeah, follow Track Leaders, because it looks like we're going to have our leader in tomorrow and possibly and most likely a new record. You can get the calls here during the day, mtbcast.com, and follow us on Facebook. And go out to bikepacking.net and check out the race discussion, as it's starting to get real serious there on the discussion board as this time gets closer for this record. So lots of interesting things and good insights out there. Go back a few pages too, and you can see a lot of the pictures of the racers coming out of Ovando. So put some faces with the names that you've been following on the blue dots. Hope you're having a great week. We're one day away from the weekend. I hope you're making plans to get out and get those tires dirty. That's a wrap.
This, like all MTBcast audio, is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license.